It is 15 minutes before 8 o'clock, 7:45 is our time. 54 degrees in Holland. And it's time now for the Kevin Clark Business Minute, presented on 1450 WHTC by the Clark Wealth Advisors of Raymond James. It offers a broad spectrum of financial advisory services designed to help clients invest wisely for the future. Clark Wealth Advisors of Raymond James, member New York Stock Exchange, SIPC. And as he does every Wednesday morning at this time, Kevin Clark shares with us his observations not only on Wall Street, but on the financial world as much. And we saw the dip as expected on Monday from what happened with the government shutdown. But it looked as, at first glance, Kevin, that maybe the markets are recovering a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit of a mystery is, fully expecting, a little bit of turbulence as the government did shut down. But really, the markets almost looked at it as though it was another sequestration-type issue where shutting down the non-essential parts of government is not going to be that painful, is not going to be that much of a drag on the U.S. economy. And it looks as though the markets are starting to focus more on corporate earnings that will be coming out here fast and furiously over the month of October. And looking at the next real battle, and probably the one that's most significant to the financial markets, will be the debt ceiling debate. And so I think there's some hope that by shutting the government down now, that at some point in time, people will come to the table to negotiate, and so that we do not end up with a more severe issue, that being the debt ceiling. So, it's kind of an unusual time. Certainly, we're going to see some more volatility, but all in all, I think stocks are trying to stay focused on the fundamentals of where will this economy be, rather than the tremendous dysfunction that's occurring in Washington, D.C.
Kevin, when do investors start getting, let's just say, concerned, and I'm putting it mildly, about the situation in Washington? Is it going to be later in the week, or can it happen at any time?
I think really when you look at the government shutdown, it's probably the logical endpoint to a severely divided nation. And, certainly when you look philosophically, the country continues to grow this divide, between two ways of looking at government. And so this was really a natural, I think, end point. However, when you look at the debt ceiling, that's a different ballgame. That really will affect, the financial markets. It certainly can affect interest rates. And so I think at that point, maybe we can move off the philosophical positions and get to the basic business of the nation. But, at the end of the day, we're a very divided nation. I mean, we have to remember the president, it's not like he won with a 70% of the vote. He won with 51% of the vote. And so, it's really a very divided nation. We're seeing it play out with the government shutdown. But what's really amazing is that here are stock prices sitting near all-time highs, looking at record amounts of corporate cash on the sidelines, and many, many people waiting for opportunities to get that money working, get it invested. So I think really many investors are looking for a good pullback in the market so that they can get back in, because I think we all know that this probably blows over in Washington, just as every crisis has over the last 5 years.
Kevin Clark of Clark Wealth Advisors of Raymond James, as always, we appreciate your insights every Wednesday morning at this time. Have a good week. Brent, we'll talk to you next Wednesday.
All right. Have a great day.